On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the current season of Dancing with the Stars, singer Ally Brooke. How are you, Ally?
Hey, I'm doing so great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm so proud of you. I'm happy to see you're doing well, and you look fantastic.
Thank you. It's been a wild ride. Like, this whole year has been so incredible, and being on Dancing with the Stars, it's crazy. Like, I never thought I would be on it. Because I was a big fan. Like, I've been watching for so many seasons. I watched right. You too, by
Uh-oh.
The way.
Thank you.
You killed it.
Oh, appreciate it.
And now I'm on it. It's pretty wild. It's been like one of the best experiences ever.
And obviously you're familiar with the choreography with videos and with harmony, what have you. But the dancing's totally different, right? It's like learning another language, huh?
Literally. So I think the good thing is in the past, like being in Fifth Harmony and being on my own, I have choreography. But this is so brand new. I've never done like the rumba or the cha-cha or the waltz, like out of my vocabulary. So right. I'm learning something totally new every single week and like learning and growing and challenging myself. Yeah. So it's been really amazing and I've been doing pretty well so far.
So far, so good. And who's your partner again?
Sasha.
Sasha.
Big shout out to Sasha Farbs.
Yeah. And did you guys from the beginning click and get along and everything was cool?
Oh, yes. You know, it's crazy. So it was a few years ago. He actually came up to me. I was at the Grove and he ran. He's like, Ally, he's like, I hope you do Dancing with the Stars one day. I'd love to be your partner.
Oh, wow. He manifested it.
No, he really did. I tell him that like every day. And then it ends up being I'm on the show and he's my partner. And from day one, it's like we knew each other. Yeah. And he has such a great personality. He's so much fun. He's a character. But he's also a very hard worker. And that's how I like to work. I like to mix fun and also like focus and really tune into dedicating and making sure we're working really hard.
I'm
He's
with
the
you
perfect
on that.
Package.
That's a great philosophy right I there. Adore. And it's Disney night tonight on Dancing with the Stars. What song do you choose?
So, yes, Disney week's coming up and I can't reveal yet.
You can't reveal the song. Can you reveal the type of dance?
Can I? I'm doing a contemporary.
Oh, contemporary.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So contemporary.
Is that like the floss?
Does that consist of like Fortnite moves? What does that consist
right?
of?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Is it more like lyrical?
Opposite.
Is that what
exactly.
it is? Okay,
it's
got
it's kind of like, it's very emotional and lyrical.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. So I love Disney and my fans know that. And so this, I was really hoping to make it to because it's like my perfect dream. So I made it, y'all. Thanks,
Good.
America.
Good. And you're already starting to emerge as one of the front runners right there. Do you feel more pressure when you start hearing about those things or it makes you feel even more confident to keep working hard?
It's a mixture of both because, you know, actually the first few weeks, you know, the judges, you know, I really had to work to impress them and to get my scores up. And that really made me want to work even harder. So I liked how that happened. Mm-hmm. And then now, you know, my scores have been so great, like all eights the past 2 weeks. And I didn't expect that. So there is more pressure to be, you know, I got to keep up those good scores. I can't really go backwards. But at the same time, it is making me feel, you know, really great and confident. Like all my hard work is paying off. So it's both. But I feel like now it's like, okay, I got to keep it up.
Yeah, keep it up. And who do you get along with on the cast there? Or not, I'm sure you get along with all of them, but who have you like gotten close to?
Man, it's so great because like with everyone genuinely, like it feels like a family and everybody's so much fun and everybody's so quirky and different. But man, I would say one of my BFFs on the show is definitely Lauren Elena. She's a country singer and she has a similar story to me. So she started on American Idol. I started on X Factor. And now we're kind of, you know, both on Dancing with the Stars and breaking out in our own right. And she's just a sweetheart and we get along so well. She's a Southern girl. So shout out to her. I love her.
Nice. Nice that you support each other there.
And
would you say she's one of your biggest competitors or who do we have to look out for?
She's amazing. And she's like, she did amazing this week. The best she's done. I was so happy for her. We had like a sweet moment together. I would say, I always say this. James Vanderbeek is actually one to watch because technically,
can he dance?
Yes.
Really?
He got the highest. He was top of the leaderboard like the first few weeks. And, you know, he's still doing great. And he's really good because he's technical and he's very focused. Uh-huh. And the judges have like commended what he's done. So he's great. But he's like almost a father figure to me, so to speak, on the show. So I adore him. It's like friendly competition.
We got enough kids.
He's about to have the sixth kid.
Exactly.
He probably is out of the house all the time. So that's why he's rehearsing.
Yeah, right.
So let's talk some music. The new single is Higher. Tell me about the song.
Yes. So this is a collaboration with this DJ named Matoma. And basically, it's a fun dance record. And it's kind of just talking about how like your own self-love is taking you to higher places. And I love that this song is very inspirational and has a great message behind it. Mm-hmm. My other songs have been more, you know, sultry, sexy, fun. But I love that this is my first song that I had out that has more of that like positive, empowering message.
Nice. Good for you. And what's the update on a possible album?
That is coming next year. So my plan is to continue to release music. And I'm so happy because my first single, Loki, actually went top 20 at Pop Radio.
Congrats.
Which is crazy. It's not easy to do, especially out of the gate, you know, breaking out of Fifth Harmony and all that. And that was amazing. And my other singles have been doing so great too. But I just plan on putting out more music, and then when the time's right, putting out an album. But I feel like, I mean, roughly summer of 2020.
And what about live shows? Any plans to perform? Or?
There are. I am very excited because there are some things that we're working on right now, some shows that we're setting up that I'm excited to announce soon. I'm trying to keep
soon,
it.
Soon, not yet, though. Sure, why don't you just tell
right,
us right now?
Right, I'll just tell you everything.
I'm your boy.
Yeah, right? While I'm on the show, I'm doing a lot of like radio shows too. So in fact, I'm performing on Thursday at, Friday. So when is it? I literally don't even know what day it is. This weekend, I'm performing at Pride in Atlanta. So if anybody's listening is there, come and see me. And then I have more shows in between.
Good for you. We'll keep it up. Yeah. We'll keep killing it there.
Thank you.
All right. Before you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Current song that's stuck in your head.
Besides mine, no, just joking.
I'm totally joking.
Shoot. Blah, 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 I'm bad at this. Just going to say Post Malone. Just anything Post Malone.
Okay.
Well,
I'm with you there. All right. Last show you binge watched.
Ooh, last show I binge watched. Lauren and I started watching this show called, it's on Netflix. It's a murder mystery show. Dang it. I'm so bad. Wow. I can't even think of it.
Incredible.
Sinner. There you go.
Oh, Sinner.
Yeah. We watched the first episode.
Wait, you watched that, didn't you?
No. Are you talking about The Sinner with Jessica Biel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. First season or second season?
The second season. Yeah. Did you watch the first episode?
I watched both of them, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, we only got that far.
Did you see the first season?
No.
Are they connected?
First season.
I know. Well,
no,
aren't they not
like
connected,
true,
though?
No, it's kind of
so
like
it's their
detective.
Own story.
It's kind of like True Detective. They're telling stories with similar characters. Oh, you got to watch the first season.
I know. I heard that was like mind-blowing.
Second season's good, too, but first season's really good.
See, I clearly don't have enough time to do anything, so that's why I only watched that one episode.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh. Chris Hemsworth. I mean, he's still kind of a crush. But being the movies, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Thor.
Right. Who doesn't love a good Thor?
Right. Go to cocktail.
Ooh. There's this cocktail at this restaurant called Koi, and it's like, I think it's called like the Koi Sunrise or something.
Yeah.
It's fruity, basically. Anything fruity. I don't like anything too dry. Definitely nothing with tomato juice.
Okay. No Clamatos for you.
Nope.
All right. What are you dressing for as Halloween?
I don't know, Mario, what should I be? Help me out. I'm seriously stressing.
You should be.
Because I love Selena. I haven't been her yet. Maybe her.
Well, why not Selena? You got to be Selena then.
Yeah, maybe I'll be Selena.
When she performed in Houston with that little purple thing?
Yes, of course. Yeah, her most iconic outfit.
Bang. Yeah. I got to just figure out one for me now. Meanwhile, though, we're going to watch Dancing with the Stars tonight on ABC, and you can follow her on Instagram at Allie Brooke. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mario. You're the best. Thanks, guys.
On with Mario Lopez.